This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. February is when potential home sellers start painting walls beige and cleaning out closets, preparing for the spring home buying season. But sellers got some unnerving news this past week. The interest rate on a 30-year mortgage jumped to a level not seen since last April. In November, the average rate slipped to a 40-year low of 4.17%. Today, it's a little more than 5%, and concerns are growing that rates will keep rising, enough to scare away potential buyers. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax is with us. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hi, Annie.
So let's talk more about this. Interest rates were so low last year. Why do we think that they're moving up this year?
Everybody in the housing industry has been really hoping that these interest rates would stay very low for a very long time, or at least until the market bounced back. But unfortunately, what we've got today is home prices and sales are still depressed, but now the mortgage rates are ratcheting up. And the key reason for that is just inflation. In recent months, we've seen prices rising on all the commodities, steel and wheat, oil. And whenever prices go up, long-term interest rates, like those on a 30-year mortgage, they rise along with them.
So are these higher rates actually hurting home sales then?
So far, the rate hikes haven't really been steep enough to discourage potential buyers. 5%, still pretty low by historical standards. But mortgage experts generally say that when they start to get closer to 6%, it will undermine the housing market. But here's one encouraging thought for the people who might have their house on the market today. These rising rates, they can give a short-term boost to home sales by pushing a lot of potential buyers off the fence. People have been taking their time trying to make a decision. They want to make a commitment before these rates do go to that higher level.
But would it really even make sense to rush and buy a house and lock in today's interest rates, given that the home prices may still fall further?
There is a trade-off there. If you act now, maybe you're going to spare yourself from getting a 6 or a 7% mortgage rate in the future. But on the other hand, maybe you live in a city where housing prices are still falling, and maybe they're going to go down another 10% the way some economists think. This much we do know about right now. Today's combination of low mortgage rates and low home prices are making ownership more affordable than it has been in really a generation. Affordability refers to the ratio of home prices to annual household income. So another way that I could put that is, can the average worker afford to buy the average home? And during the bubble, that was the 2002 to 2007 period, home buying became really unaffordable. That's why people resorted to all those crazy loan ideas where they were getting interest-only mortgages. But today, people don't need those kinds of tricky loans to become homeowners. But what they do need is a good credit score.
Okay, how good is good?
Well, in the aftermath of that financial crisis, the lenders are still keeping their standards really high. So to get a good loan, you need a credit score of about 740 or higher.
So, I mean, based on what you've been saying about affordability, should renters rush to buy?
Not necessarily. Financial planners point out that while home buying is affordable now, so are rents. They're way down too. And there's another thing. Renting allows you to have more mobility. If you get a good job opportunity in another location, it's easier to move if you're not tied down by a house. And there's one other factor to keep in mind. The political winds have been shifting. As lawmakers start to look for ways to balance the budget, they might decide to phase out some of those mortgage deductions. And also, this past week, President Obama proposed winding down the government's role in mortgage financing. So if you take all of those political changes together, it might make home ownership less attractive down the road. And that could make selling your house harder in coming decades.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax. Marilyn, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Audie.